This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea's launch of an ICBM is a clear and sharp military escalation. The North Korean regime openly states that its missiles are intended to deliver nuclear weapons to strike cities in the United States, South Korea, and Japan. And now it has greater capacity to do so.
That's UN Ambassador Nikki Haley talking about what's going on with North Korea. And, of course, all eyes there. Will it be war? I have to tell you here as we start at the beginning of this show here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delady, that early in the morning after I was taking a walk and grabbed some coffee in a small town in Florida, I overheard two guys that were coming out, and they said, well, you know, if we have to go to war, if that's what they're going to do, we have to go to war. And at first it caught me by surprise. I was thinking, what are they talking about? Oh, yeah, of course. We're talking about North Korea. So this situation is more than over the top at this point. Is it true that we're moving toward a harder line with even China on this North Korea crisis? So a U.S. missile shield apparently is not ready for a North Korea attack. Remember, this was always the concern of where would the missiles reach. So this has escalated. Just heard Haley there ripping the North Korea missile launch, saying it's clear and sharp military escalation. What does it mean? And it obviously means that you've got Russia, for example, opposing UN sanctions and military action against North Korea. Where is China in the middle of this? Because if we're somehow helping China and they're helping North Korea, obviously that can't be. So there are a lot of ways to kind of skin this cat and jump around in a few different directions. And it is a complete turnabout of events from previous administrations, but also Kim Jong-un just seems to get more and more, what's the word, ballsy with what he's doing with missiles. And, you know, testing these missiles that can reach the United States, then working to build nuclear warheads small enough to mount on top of them. So what's our plan? Shoot them down, right? Is that the bet? Radars, sensors, intercept missiles, that kind of stuff. Testing has not been 100% perfect. In fact, 5 tests have failed. But 2 that succeeded were heavily scripted. So what does that mean? The Pentagon on Wednesday said its ground-based mid-course defense system can take down missiles flying through the atmosphere, but that optimistic view is not widely shared. So partly we're failing, according to Phil Coyle, the former Pentagon chief weapons tester, because it's the hardest thing to do, that we've had more success with short-range and medium-range systems, but they're going more slowly. They're traveling in the atmosphere. That's different than traveling at 15,000 miles per hour in space, especially when the enemy is trying to fool you. That's scary. And that leads to the conclusion that, yes, this is serious. Does this mean war? Are we going to go to war with North Korea? And ultimately, what are the implications of that? What does that mean? And what is that going to look like? Crazy. In the meantime, we've got a couple of other really what I call juicy nuggets that are happening coming out of Washington, D.C., including the fact that you've got, well, you have international travel on the rise, and then, of course, you have a travel ban coming out of some countries, and are the two colliding at all? Then you've got Alaska lobbying for their own defense boost because now they say they're concerned about North Korea. So it's an interesting, more than an interesting time that we live in, I'd say, my friends. This is what we've discussed on this show with so many people who are experts when it comes to foreign affairs, particularly with what's happened in North Korea, with what's happened in our relationship with China, and what's happened in our relationship with Russia. I mean, so much for China apparently doing what it can to work with us, instead working more with North Korea. And so, again, I go back to what I first started talking about in these other nuggets that we're going to jump to, is this takes precedence if we end up in a situation, of course, where we go to war with North Korea. And then what does that do to the relationship with China? Where do they stand on it? And what about Russia as well? So Nikki Haley out there saying what she said, that this is obviously escalated, is a hint that there could be some sort of pushback on it, some sort of pushback on what we've let happen for a while, but now no longer want to tolerate. Scary, isn't it? New missiles never seen before. And that's scary. Missiles that can reach. And that's very, very scary. While we see that we've got a flood of travelers, overseas travelers coming into the United States, and we've got a lot of Americans, frankly, who are traveling. Coming up on America Tonight, in Odds and Ends, gas prices. Wow. What are you paying for gasoline? I filled up with my aunt tonight. She filled up when we were in Winter Haven, Florida. It was well under $2. And I saw something a few moments ago as I was making a couple of quick searches across the land before I jumped on the air. And I saw that in Cleveland, Ohio, you could get gas for $1.80 regular a gallon. That's crazy. $1.80. Think about that. It has been a long time since we've seen it go that low. I've said this before, but I think the squeezing part where we all feel like, oh, something's, you know, is amiss, is awry, is we, you know, we're going to have to start to travel together. We're going to have to use the HOV lanes. We've got to bunch up our errands, is when we hit that $4 mark. And, you know, that was over a decade ago. But to see it dip down this low is crazy. I mean, even in Georgia, I was reading a story from one of their local papers that they actually had gas at a convenience store for 99 cents. 99 cents. Can you imagine? I can. But how long would you wait for the 99 cent gas? That's the thing. The cars were backed up for miles. That's insane, huh? All right, stay with us. Kate Delaney, ATN. See you on the flip side.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hey, Delaney, broadcasting from Florida in a really cool place called Winter Haven. If you get a chance to go to Florida, put it on your list. They have a cool little square in the middle of town that right now they've got these great sculptures. Picture like three popsicles, and they're actually the bottom one looks like it's melting. And then they've got these sliced oranges stacked on top of each other and watermelons. And, that's what I love about America. And I know that so many of you listening to me have amazing little town squares and oddities or museums that are in your neck of the woods that maybe a lot of us don't know about. And if you want me to push it out, please send me that info at americatonight.net. Happy to do it. It's one of the greatest things about living in America. I was thinking of today when we passed by this great big RV place. I thought, you know, that's the one thing about jumping in an RV. It's an easy, in some ways, if you plot it out right, it's an easy way to go to all those cool places I'm talking about, where you're not just flying in somewhere, boom, there's your vacation, run around to whatever's in that one particular area. Instead, you get to spread it out. Now, imagine how many people would be tempted to do not just the RV thing, but just jump in the car and take those little jaunts with gas being as cheap as it is. And I know it's probably different. Maybe it's different where you're living, but it's got to be a lot lower than it was months ago. If in some places you're paying $180, $190, even at a higher mark, it's still at a higher clip. You still have to be paying a lot less than you were. I know sometimes on the West Coast, like our friends in California, sometimes you really get hit hard where you're paying a lot more, but it has to be, it still has to have dropped to a different level. Because in my check, as I kind of checked across the board, everything was just down, down, down. I mean, that's the good news. Like I said, if you're taking one of those vacations, gas isn't going to bleed you dry, you know, which is awesome. Right? I mean, of course. Yeah, absolutely. So I started off the show giving you a little bit of the broad strokes of North Korea, and I'll tell you, it scares the bejesus out of me thinking about Kim Jong-un forever. I've thought, man, if you want to talk about a madman, if we were putting together a list of crazies, I'm being serious about this, who could just decide one day, you know what? I can do this, so I'm going to do it. Sure, why not? Look at the army I have. Look at the capabilities we have. Delusions of grandeur. I don't know. What would lead you in that direction? I mean, what would push you to the brink of that, even as a world leader? I mean, it's, you know, get to the line, but don't go over the line. So now you've got Russia and China, let's face it, really buddying up against the U.S. because their take is different on what's going on with North Korea. And then to me it becomes, okay, so where do we go from here? And I guess, in fact, I don't guess. To me, as I continue down this path of odds and ends, and I promise you we will jump to some of what I call the collected items that I've been waiting to talk to you about. We will jump to that. But just in thinking this process through, and really honestly, what is this going to look like for all of us, and how supportive are you of it? I mean, there's the question. How supportive are you of going to war with North Korea? I mean, there you go. Especially knowing that there are missiles that could reach the U.S., that could endanger our people. We can't be left unprotected. I mean, let's be serious. And I saw the headlines today were so interesting because it's not lost on some of the still newspapers of record, I'll call them, that are out there that come up with the headlines that, you know, show whatever the biggest, baddest piece of news is that's being talked about at the water cooler. I always say America Tonight. If nothing else, we are certainly the voice of reason and a place where whether you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, you can have a conversation here. Without a doubt, it doesn't matter what label you slap on yourself. This is what everybody's talking about. Because, I'll say it again, is we really, first of all, do we want to go to war with North Korea? And then how do we feel about China and Russia not backing us up on that? Well, the answer to that is not very good. Not very good at all. Because it's not a good thing to have them not backing us up in this stance, especially when we're talking about developing these nuclear warheads. And we've been talking about development of nuclear warheads in North Korea for a while. Let's face it, before Kim Jong-un, it was a concern. And now that becomes an even bigger concern because of all the testing. And what we realize is the reach, because the reach is sneaky, and the reach could, I don't know, surprise us one day, right? And you got to think about this. You know, where are you living? So here we go. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley saying Pyongyang was quickly closing off diplomacy because of these tensions following another test of an ICBM. And Haley says, we'll use what we have to use if we must. We prefer not to go in that direction. But U.S. missile defense, and I briefly mentioned it, has a kind of a weird history. Would you be shocked to know that it's a little a little bit of a challenge, a little bit of a problem, a little bit of an obstacle. So what is the plan for North Korea? I mean, look at this. So, you know, you've got, on one hand, Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, saying, hey, the U.S. is ready for joint operations with Russia and Syria. We're ready to do that. We're prepared to consider no-fly zones, ceasefire observers, and coordinated delivery of humanitarian aid. Except for that, what if Russia punches us in the eye when it comes to North Korea? So we can't cherry pick that. Hey, you help us on this one, but we really hate your guts on the other thing. Russia would have to be on board with whatever direction we go with North Korea if there is some sort of a move. I mean, and then it becomes, what can the president do about North Korea? Ultimately, that's what it is. What is it that the president can do? If warnings do nothing, if rhetoric means nothing, I mean, this is pretty dangerous. This launch of this intercontinental ballistic missile. I know I'm going down that rabbit hole. Capable of reaching the U.S. A nuclear warhead threatening not just Alaska and Hawaii, but also where you're listening to me in Washington, Oregon, and California. How do you feel about that? Duck and cover went away decades ago. So if there is going to be some sort of movement, there has to be an urgency about North Korea's weapons possibilities, their programs. Pyongyang's sponsor in reigning in the North, even if that's not exactly a new idea, even the Washington Post wrote about it, the outreach to Beijing. You just have to ask yourself that. Fruitless talks? A risky, preemptive war? What would you do? I mean, there's the question. What would you do if you were in the president's shoes? We're hitting the mailbag next. Many of you talked about North Korea. That's where we're headed. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tonight, once again, I hope you had a great holiday for the 4th of July. Tell you what, this North Korea thing has a lot of people on edge, and I can tell because many of you emailed the show, and that was on your mind. So without further ado, let's dive into the mailbag.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail's here.
This one from Fast Eddie, who says, Kate, love the show. Been listening from Portland since you jumped on these airwaves here at KPAM. You have a lot of overnight listeners, just so you know. Anyway, because I a lot of times have a mixed schedule, sometimes I'm listening in the middle of the night, sometimes I'm listening in the day because I download the show. So I just wanted you to know that North Korea makes me very nervous, my dear. And it makes me nervous because could it be that finally we do have pushback on North Korea? And in some senses, we have to do that. But at the same time, how does the rest of the world respond? And how serious is Kim Jong-un? He seems serious to me, but yet a joke at the same time. But what is it going to take, Kate, to stop North Korea? How do we stop North Korea and not risk saying it's okay to throw it in our face with these tests and let that continue and then one day really regret that? Well, that's the thing. So they do a missile test on Independence Day, and it was an intercontinental ballistic missile, like I mentioned. And they say it could probably reach Alaska. And that's the scary thing. So North Korea hasn't, you know, they haven't mastered the technology, apparently from what we know. But they seem hell-bent on testing these missiles and having a missile program and feeling as though this is the way they want to go and it's vital to their survival. So when do we know when they can credibly blow up one of our cities? And then you think of South Korea and the troops we have invested there, basically, on that line of demarcation. And what happens if, I don't know, what happens? Washington won't, I don't think Washington is going to try to reinforce South Korea. I mean, if North Korea is trying to unify the peninsula by force would be certainly the desire of Kim Jong-un. This is clearly, there's no logic here. It's very scary. If they think nuclear weapons are the answer and missiles to carry them important and that's the only way they survive, it's a threat. It's a big threat to us because his ambition is there, his drive to succeed, to have nuclear be the way. It's a big threat. You know, 90% of North Korea's trade is with China. And as long as they have the support of China, and as long as the president can't convince the Chinese president, and they're meeting, of course, in Hamburg, and as part of that summit, the G20 summit, this has got to be something that's on the docket for the conversation. China has a lot of good reasons for not wanting to push North Korea to the brink of collapse, and it's unlikely to turn the screws. But the U.S. could credibly threaten serious military action against North Korea unless it gives up its programs. A war with North Korea would be unbelievable. And North Korea would use nerve gas, nuclear weapons. Think about it. The military option is not a great one for us. It's not. It looks awful. How do we deal with it? We're kind of stuck. He's dangerous, Kim Jong-un. He's nutty and very uncertain as to what he could do. So there's my very long-winded answer. China is part of what the solution is. All right, quickly, let's rifle up a couple of more. This one from Ellen. Ellen says, Kate, North Korea, I'm telling you, as somebody who lives in Washington on the West Coast, it does make me nervous when I hear about these intercontinental missiles being launched and maybe they could reach our shores, because how are we to be sure what Kim Jong-un is going to do? I hope the Pentagon and anybody involved in what could be a futuristic plan is coming up with options for the president. Well, the timing is interesting. I already mentioned this, the G20 summit in Hamburg, and you've got, think of what's going on, think of the policies, the feathers that are ruffled, think of now North Korea and how big this whole North Korea thing is. You know, supposedly we were going to work with China on North Korea, but are we going to go this alone if China's not there? It looks like that, and that's not good. So this is certainly, you know, the president has said that China isn't doing enough to pressure the regime. Washington and Beijing have clashed over the plan to deploy anti-missile systems in South Korea. And Russia also opposes that. So that G20 is going to be super, super interesting. Let's just put it that way. Right? Yeah. Anyway, strategic patience, I think, is out the window. What is the weapon to use against North Korea? And I'll take one more of those. And this one is from Kat, who says, Kate, North Korea and our response to North Korea couldn't be more vital, how we respond, because of the effect that it could have on future generations in the U.S. How could it be that the kumbaya days are over and now we have to look over our shoulder just about in every direction, or so it seems, don't you think? I don't think we have to look over our shoulder in every direction, no, but I do think North Korea has been there forever and a day, right? How long, decades after decades, have we been dealing with that? And we've had multiple war plans for North Korea. Multiple scenarios. And what would this, here's the thing, what would the civilian casualties in the South look like? And especially if you're talking about nuclear warfare, because that's what would happen. I mean, listen, sanctions aren't working. There has to be some sort of negotiation, some kind of sort of strategy. Would another round of sanctions against Pyongyang really work? It certainly does not feel like it. Really, it doesn't feel like it. All right, let's move on from there and go to this one. This one is from Jake, and Jake says, Kate, I was wondering what you thought about NBA free agency and the move of Paul George. Well, what did I think? Well, he was traded. So if you live in Indianapolis and you're a Pacers fan, not too thrilled. If you live in Oklahoma City and you're listening to this show, you're completely thrilled. That's what I think of it, because you've got Russell Westbrook and now you have Paul George. And lo and behold, there's two pretty good guys to have on the floor. That already improves the Thunder by leaps and bounds. I mean, leaps and bounds. Are you kidding? I mean, absolutely. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from The Phoenix. I like that. That's got to be a nickname. The Phoenix. Hi, Kate and the listeners of America Tonight. I'm departing from the normal political fare and asking you about Amelia Earhart and the photo that might explain her disappearance. Did you hear about that? I did. I heard that they found a photo of her. And it was in an old file in the National Archives, and it's someone who looks like her, supposedly. She's pictured standing on a dock alongside a man who could be her navigator, Fred Noonan. And they're saying it could mean she survived her final flight and was taken captive by Japanese soldiers. Experts study the photo, and they think it hadn't been doctored, could very well be Amelia Earhart. And you see, when you pull out on the photo, it looks like her and Fred Noonan. And apparently, you know, they're doing a two-hour special on the History Channel, The Lost Evidence. And now with this new evidence, they're not concluding, but they're saying that could have happened. You know, they had poor communications, radio problems, that kind of stuff. And they're saying that they could have been living some other place and we just don't know it. Ugh, are you kidding? They weren't killed and they were captured and they're living someplace else? Wow. I'd be curious to watch that. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
America tonight. North Korea heavy on everyone's mind. I'm getting a lot of tweets. I'm getting a lot of emails, frankly, that keep coming in about North Korea. And I mentioned this, and there are many other things that have really tripped my trigger, if you will, that are happening across the world, and I think of our interest to all of you as well. But North Korea, yeah. What is the answer to North Korea? Dan, in Texas, you have the floor. How are you?
Well, I am fat, but that's what I get for eating too much.
Oh, you probably just had the best 4th. I bet you just, what did you eat on the 4th?
Well, tonight I made fish fillets, rice pilaf, and peas. And on the 4th, I did the usual stuff of just whatever we wanted. Oh, and we did pizza. I didn't want to cook because it was too damn hot. So we did one of those super pizzas, and it lasted all day long. I drank a few little beers just to, you know, occupy my time. And basically that was it. Just kicked back. I went down and watched the fireworks here in beautiful, vivacious Cross Plains, Texas. And,
nice.
And watch the sky turn all different colors. And,
love it.
And some guy asked me if I was a detective from Robinson County. I said, no. He said, well, you sure look like him. I said, yeah, I lost a tooth that way once.
Oh.
That's a true story. I did.
Really?
Yeah, I was sitting in a bar in California, a place called Eddie's Bar, and I was talking to a guy named Gino Palacio. I owed him $100. So I walked in, threw it on the table, said, "There you go, Gino. Let me buy you a drink." He said, "No, I was broke. Let me buy you one." So he bought me a drink, and we're sitting there, and I just started to take a drink of my Cuba Libre, and kaboom, this guy hit me. And I turned around, and I looked him right in the face, and he says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake." I said, "You sure did." And I waded in, and I knocked him cold in a mackerel and put him underneath the pool table. And Jim Black, the proprietor, 86'd me. I lost a tooth, I lost my bar, and I didn't get to finish my drink with my buddy.
Oh.
So it was a bad day for BlackRock right there.
No kidding. That is a bad day.
Now, look, don't worry about North Korea. Donald will take care of that.
Yeah, but what's the answer to North Korea?
Well, let's see. I'll tell you what one answer could be. You know, we do a whole lot of business with China.
That's what I say. Cut them off.
If all of a sudden a whole lot of business didn't start happening and the ships started returning to China, "Sorry, we can't use your merchandise here anymore." And they said, "Well, you know, we wanted you to take care of this Korea thing, but you couldn't see your way clear, so I don't think any more ships are going to be coming from your country. Well, you got people to make stuff here." "Yeah, we're going to call them home, by the way."
And
you got about 300 million people that are employed. You take 300 million people and find them unemployed, you're going to have very upset people with their government. You take 300 million people in China, I'm telling you what, baby, they'll get some action going even if they got to invade Korea.
Yeah.
And they'll take care of it. Now, I know the Donald, he's going to do some stuff, and so don't worry about it. You know, besides, you're not going to get out of this world alive anyway, are you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you're wrong. I will. I will.
You are. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm a Christian. Don't you remember what
Jesus said? All right. I agree with that. You're trying to cue semantics. I agree with you. Yes, I agree. Yes.
Okay.
You're hilarious.
So you and I got it made.
We do.
I mean, if they kill us, hell, we got another life to go to.
That's true.
I agree. This is just one life. I mean, look at the adventure we got afterwards. There's no telling what we're going to find out.
I know.
I mean, no matter what kind of wonders we're going to see.
No kidding, huh? That's a great way to think of it.
Think of all the loved ones you've got that are gone that you didn't get to spend enough time with that now you are going to be able to.
So true, huh?
So don't worry about it. If they zap us and we lose, hasta tortilla, but we're not going to worry about it. We know where we're going.
I love it. Nice.
Well, listen, baby, I'm going to let you go, but I want you to have a wonderful, happy 4th of July this year and next year as well.
Awesome.
I know you already did with the 4th of July this year. What did you do, by the way? What did you do?
I spent it with my family. We were in Florida, and what? I saw the fireworks from Channel Island. It was cool.
It was very cool. What'd you eat?
What did we eat? My brother made brisket, and it was awesome. And mushroom
soup.
Oh, yeah,
baby, now you're talking.
Yeah, he's a good cook. Like you, he likes to cook, and he's a good cook, so cool.
You love that fish tonight. It was just out of this world.
Just so flaky.
I'm a good cook, and it came out perfect. And that rice pilaf is just...
Love it.
We'll
love
have
it.
Them later on.
Keep cooking, Dano. Sounds good. Every time you call, I think you make half of the world hungry. Thank you. And he enjoys it. It's so funny that it's not funny, and I guess it's not necessarily unusual how many men cook and are pretty good at it, actually. And so I mentioned that about my brother, and he is a good cook. I don't remember that when we were kids. I don't remember him having an interest in it, or I don't remember any of that. But he certainly, when he got older, he certainly took to that. His wife definitely loves it, and he likes to do it. I mean, he gets satisfaction out of it, so... Bravo. Probably like Dan. It's that same feeling of, you know, cooking up a meal. Mm. I feel sorry for people that where everything is fast food, fast food, fast food, and you just don't have time, or you don't want to make the time, or you just can't, you know, it's just craziness in your life, and you don't have somebody to do that for you. All right, so for an odds and ends, that is very strange. I read a story today about Hobby Lobby. There's a couple of them not far from where I live, and they agreed to pay a $3 million fine and hand over thousands of ancient Iraqi artifacts. Check this out, including writing tablets that were smuggled from the Middle East. The popular arts and crafts supplier bought hundreds of these cuneiform tablets and thousands of other artifacts in a $1.6 million deal that was, they say, had red flags and had clandestine operation written all over it. This ancient system of writing on clay tablets was used in Mesopotamia thousands of years ago. And what's so crazy is a dealer based in the United Arab Emirates shipped packages containing the artifacts to three corporate addresses in Oklahoma City, five shipments that were intercepted by the feds. And they say in September of 2011, a package that had about 1,000 of these clay, ancient form of inscribed identifications were received from Hobby Lobby by an Israeli dealer and were accompanied by a false declaration. And this was part of the evidence they used in the courtroom. And prosecutors say Hobby Lobby agreed to adopt internal policies for importing cultural property and training its personnel. So they had this, they had all this stuff come in, and they say it's a regrettable mistake because the company statement said they had no ill intentions, that they're developing a collection of historical and religiously important books and artifacts about the Bible, and it's consistent with the company's mission and passion for the Bible, and that the goals were to preserve the items for future generations, to provide the access to scholars and students to study them and all that kind of stuff. So, wow, huh? Pretty crazy. Anyway, I thought it was wild when I saw that story. And I can see how that could happen, how they could get in their zest to provide the clientele with what their mission was. You know, they, whoops, unexpectedly made a very bad deal. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.